Well, hey, our KXT Live sessions are all made possible thanks to the support of Jason Writings. Well, my name's Jeannie. Here in studio with me this afternoon, we are honored to have all the way from Australia, the Teskey Brothers, who are in town tonight on a double bill with Tash Sultana. They're playing over at the Southside Ballroom and got a really great new album under their belt called Run Home Slow. So welcome back to Dallas, guys.
So good to be here, Jeannie. Thank you for having us on.
Well, what song are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start with, I guess, the kind of single off this new album, Run Home Slow, and a song we call So Caught Up.
All right, 91.7 KXT, another live session. My name's Jeannie, and I'm here in studio with the Teskey Brothers, who are in town tonight over at the Southside Ballroom, opening up for the amazing Tash Sultana. They're pretty amazing themselves, so you've got to get out and see them. And check out this brand new album called Run Home Slow. And that's the song you just played, So Caught Up, is from that brand new album. And being from Australia, somebody unfamiliar with your work might think, oh, they sound like they're from Muscle Shoals or Atlanta. Where did your love of blues come from?
So we kind of grew up in the outskirts of Melbourne, and for anyone who's sort of been to Melbourne or knows a bit about it, we've got this incredible kind of live music scene out there. And, you know, strangely enough, there's a massive, massive blues scene, you know, so even in our local area, every weekend, we kind of grew up listening to, you know, a lot of artists that people may or may not know, Australian artists, but people like Jeff Acheson and Chris Wilson and, you know, a lot of these characters like the Bamboos, the Cooking on Three Burners, endless amounts of incredible sort of Melbourne kind of blues and soul stuff that was always around. And since we were kids, we were kind of growing up listening to this stuff. And that almost came first before we actually discovered, you know, a lot of these American records, like the Muscle Shoals stuff and the Stax stuff. And obviously that's a massive influence on us as well, which came later. But there's a thriving, thriving kind of blues scene in Melbourne that we couldn't avoid even if we tried.
Now, you're originally from that area, Melbourne. And I noticed on your list of tour dates, most of your tour dates back home in Australia are sold out. I mean, there's this really nice line of sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. And does that have a lot to do, you think, with Triple J?
You know, the funny thing for us is we really thrived on community radio in Australia. So before we even did anything, we got these incredible community radio stations like PBS and Triple R, which have always really really sort of supported us and sort of helped us through. And a lot of the major stations like Triple J, we don't fit the category very well, so we don't actually get a lot of play on the old Triple J. But we're trying to break them.
Well, this album is absolutely incredible, and it sounds like there was little time between the release of your debut and the recording of Run Home Slow. Was that a big blur, or did you have songs already in the can for that?
We had a little bit of both, you know. We sort of gave ourselves a couple of months to, you know, we were still touring and doing other things as well, but we kind of took a couple of weeks in and around that to get in the studio and kind of just put together everything we had. And we had, you know, we probably had about four or five songs that were really, really set, ready to go. And we'd been playing them live, and we'd been kind of, you know, really keen to get in the studio and record these. But then when we got together and we tried to workshop some other things that were probably just really early ideas, and we all sort of got together, and which is what we do, and everyone kind of puts their sort of their pieces in, and we came up with some of the real favorite songs of the album. I think some of the spontaneous ones and the things that come together really easily and quickly in the moment are sometimes the best ones, you know. So we had a little bit of both, and it was a great process recording.
Well, you guys have been playing since you were teenagers, right?
Yeah, man, since we were kids, you know. So we've been, since we kind of grew up all in the same neighborhood. So we're right around the corner from each other. You know, Brendan there on the bass is, he lives literally just over the back fence, you know. Liam back there on drums, he's just up the road a little bit further. And then obviously there's me and my brother Sam. And we, you know, we all, since we were kids, we're kind of busking and playing together. And in all sorts of different arrangements of bands as well, all sorts of weird gigs and whatever you can get your hands on. You know, all the musos out there will know what it's like.
Now, what's your the first time you came to the States? What was your favorite thing about touring?
When we got to America and we played for the first time, we were really, really overwhelmed and had a lot of love for the response you get from the crowds, unlike anywhere else in the world. So the Americans, we noticed, compared to where we're from, the Americans really know how to holler. And especially when you're playing blues, and you know, you get these really loud responses to this kind of what you're playing. So we got, I think the first gig we ever played, we got there to in New York to a place called Rockwood Music Hall, and we were kind of playing this blues stuff there, and the sound that comes from the even a small room like that. It comes from this small group of Americans. We looked out there and like, geez, how many people are out there? But they're just surprisingly loud, you know. And we love that. Whereas back home, we maybe got a bit more of that British influence, where we're a bit more polite, and we're just gonna clap along right at the end of each song, you know.
Well, welcome back to the States, and welcome back to Dallas. Thanks so much.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
All right, what song are you gonna play for us next?
So we're gonna bring it down a little bit now, and this is a. This is a song called Rain. crying again. Would it be the same if I could hold you, my friend? 'Cause I know it's hard to be alone. So when no face is a lonely race, but I know it's hard, and I know it's hard to be alone. Yeah.
All right, we've got the Teskey Brothers live here in the KXT studio this afternoon. The song Rain from that really great new album called Run Home Slow. And once again, Teskey Brothers on tap with Tash Sultana tonight. That's going to be happening over at the Southside Ballroom and one of those can't-miss shows. So hope to see you out there. My name's Jeannie, and our KXT live sessions are all made possible thanks to the support of Jason Writings. We're 91.7 KXT.